Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, the 13th of March, 2014. We are waiting for the dust to settle because the dust has been, that was really, really blowing yesterday. So it's kind of a dusty afternoon here, but things will be getting better. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend for the 6th annual Tucson Festival of Books. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We live stream our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear the programs anytime, anywhere in the world by visiting my website, buckmastershow.com. We are open 24/7 there on the website. There are also links to the show on the homepages of the TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, and the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. We will get things rolling this Thursday afternoon with Lee Lambert, the Chancellor of Pima Community College. Then about 20 minutes past the hour, renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy joins us. 30 minutes past the hour, a newsmaker interview with Damian Klinko, state representative from District 2. And then, speaking of the Tucson Festival of Books, we will speak with Bill Viner, one of the co-founders of the Book Festival. And what is it that has made this festival one of really the best in the country? Let's welcome now Chancellor Lambert. How are you today, Lee?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you for asking.
Well, it's good to have you on today because the board has taken action. The governing board has taken action concerning the tuition increase. Would you summarize that for us, Chancellor Lambert?
I think when you start thinking about tuition increases, you have to think about it in a broader context of higher education financing. And as you've seen states shift the burden of support for higher education away from the taxpayer to the actual person who's taking advantage of the opportunity, that a result of that is going to be a shift to tuition and fees as a way to replace and offset the loss or the decrease of state support. So this is a necessary action separate apart from what goes on within the organization so that we can continue to deliver a quality educational experience for students.
And are you delivering that experience right now, in your opinion?
As a whole, we have room to grow. But in pieces and pockets, we deliver outstanding education. Our aviation technology program is a fine example of that. Our nursing program is a fine example of that. Our transfer programs are fine examples of that. So depending on how you look at it, the answer is yes and no.
Money-wise, what does this do to, does this help secure the college's financial situation?
Well, so in general, the college's financial position is a good one. But we have to think about the ongoing financial needs of the institution to continue to deliver a quality educational experience. You can only do that by making sure you're investing continuously into providing that quality experience.
And the Pima Community College tuition was really lower compared to many across the state, correct?
Right. So we were about the third lowest tuition charging institution in the state of Arizona. So you look at it from that perspective, there's a lot of headroom, if you will, to in terms of what we may charge or may not charge into the future. But keep in mind, you can't look at this as a one-year issue. You have to look at it in a broader context. And that broader context shows that Pima's tuition at one point was higher than other institutions, but over time, ours has become one of the lower ones in the state of Arizona.
A week ago today, we had our visit, our quarterly visit now we're doing with the University of Arizona president, Dr. Ann Weaver Hart. She spoke very highly of you and the professional relationship that she has developed with you and how really the two schools can continue to work together and make a lot of improvements in sending more of the PCC students on to the U of A. Some of your thoughts there.
Well, I would echo my mutual admiration for President Hart. I think she's come into the university and providing outstanding leadership and vision to move the university forward. And I want to make sure that Pima Community College can align its directions consistent with where the university is going so that we can continue to grow and develop the best talent here, not only in Tucson, but the greater Pima County and the state of Arizona. So I think the only way that's going to happen is when our two institutions come together and work more closely so that we can ensure for our communities that we grow that talent that's here in the community. So I admire President Hart for her reaching out and to me as a new person to the community and saying, how can we continue to strengthen our bonds?
How are we doing at Pima as far as enrollment? I know it's been down, and you have to wonder if this tuition increase would make a difference in perhaps keeping some students away. Some of your thoughts there.
Well, so we're in the process now of examining our enrollment in a much larger context and from a more strategic vantage point. So when you look at our enrollment and the fact that it has declined over time. Remember, it's declined even when we're the third lowest charging tuition entity in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So that by itself is not the explanation for why our enrollments have been soft. Okay, so you have to not lose track of that. There have been some things that we have done as an institution that I think have gotten in the way of us attracting more students, but also keeping more students while they're with us. So tuition doesn't explain that situation entirely. And remember, a lot of institutions, not only in the state, but across the country, have been raising tuition. I come from a state, before I arrived here, where tuition was already hitting $100 a credit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a quarter system, so you're taking 45 credits on to be a full-time student on average in that environment. So you're talking about $4,500 a year contrasted with Pima Community College, 30 semester credits when you include fees, around a little over $70 a credit. So you're paying substantially less here at Pima Community College.
What is the update on the school's effort to be taken off probation, placed on probation last year? What's the latest on that?
Well, I'm very proud that we have made tremendous strides to take seriously the deficiencies identified by the HLC, but also we've gone beyond that and done a self-analysis about other areas we believe we need to improve in order to continue to deliver a quality educational experience on a consistent basis across the entire college. So with that said, we have identified green, yellow, and red zones. So of the red zones, 19 of which we believe we needed to really turn that around, we are more than halfway where we want to be with respect to those 19 areas. As far as the yellow zone areas, we believe we're making tremendous progress as well. So I think what I'm seeing, and by the time we get to submitting our self-studies, we will, which, by the way, is at the end of July, we will hit the mark that I think puts us in a great position as the visiting team comes out at mid to late September, and then I and a small group of folks will go back to Chicago in December to make our final pitch for why Pima should come off of probation.
Chancellor Lee Lambert with us on the Buckmaster Show Liveline. Chancellor is the head of Pima Community College. So if I heard you right, there were 19 areas in the red zone. How many in the yellow did you say that you?
I don't know that number off the top of my head.
Okay.
In terms of how many are in the yellow zone. But remember, the yellow zones aren't the areas where we're going to find ourselves in the hot water, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But those are areas where we believe we have room to grow and do better as an institution and ultimately by our students. And remember, the whole point of HLC, in part, is to set standards for what an institution of higher education delivering quality looks like. And that model is premised on the notion of continuous improvement. So when I look at it from that lens, the fact that we're on probation is not a negative thing. It's an opportunity to go back and self-reflect. Are we doing what we say we're supposed to be doing for our students? And we have room to grow, and we are growing, and we are starting to do better by our students.
Lee Lambert, thank you very much. We're hearing very good things about what you're doing in the community. I think the people that you have interacted with, you have made an impression. You're a gentleman who really does believe in a quality higher education experience, and Pima is a very important player in this community, and I think you're to be congratulated. You really have hit the ground running. When is your one-year anniversary?
Well,
speaking of,
I officially started on July 1st.
So
yes, one would say June 30th would be the culmination of one full year at Pima Community College, and it has gone by very quickly. And I have to say, with very few exceptions, very very few exceptions, my reception here in the Tucson community has been overall positive.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say enough about the community of Tucson in terms of welcoming a new person like myself to feel like I'm part of the community now, and more importantly, feeling more part of the community, I know that I have even a greater responsibility to help grow and nurture the talent that exists here so that we can move this community to a place where I think it deserves to be recognized as one of the best communities in all of the United States of America to live, work, and play.
All right, Chancellor Lambert, thank you for spending part of your lunch hour with us on the Buckmaster Show, and we'll check in with you later as the process unfolds towards July. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
Don Pooley.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Bill Harlow.
Great to see you.
Doug Martin.
I thought I just saw you.
Diana Cannon.
Thanks for coming.
David Sluth.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Fina.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We are on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. My name is Bill Buckmaster, and we're going to welcome now Dr. David Levy, who is on the Buckmaster Show live line from his observatory in the community of Vail, Arizona. Dr. Levy is the Buckmaster Show contributor on science. He's the former science editor of Parade Magazine. He now heads up and is the founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He has discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994. Hard to believe, 20 years ago, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. David Levy, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, and I'm so glad to be back from my trip to Iceland. And to employ a phrase that I will clean up a bit for broadcast, I'm happy as a pig in the mud.
Well, we were in Iceland a few years ago. We enjoyed it very much. And, of course, Iceland is misnamed. It's really quite green. And Greenland has all the ice. It's kind of weird. But
what time of year did you visit Iceland?
We were there in May, and the leaves were just starting the spring. As one can imagine, that far north comes quite a bit later. So we were there mid to late May, and
okay,
spring.
We had a very different experience. We were there in March just now. There was snow everywhere. There were violent storms that cost us several things we would hope to see. We were held up in a convenience store for 4 hours. When they closed the road nearby, and we just had to make do. But it was a wonderful trip. I think my lecture was a success. There was a scattered applause at the end, and The reason I think it was a success was that Wendy liked it, and she's my best critic.
Did you get to see the northern lights, or was the weather not conducive?
The weather was very conducive, and we saw the northern lights almost every night, including on the plane out to Iceland. We saw a glow in the north that Wendy and I saw. We saw one thing near the end, a rayed arc of light with auroral rays, and then a long-lived auroral glow, which actually reminds me of the quote of the month, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead.
That I have. And my quote of the month comes from one of my dad's and my wife's dad's favorite poems by Robert W. Service, who wrote this in 1907. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile. And he said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear that you'll let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LaBarge I cremated Sam McGee."
Ah. Well, I'm really glad that you did have that opportunity to see the northern lights. We have a big meteor shower coming, don't we?
We might. It'll be at the end of May. I'm really not sure of the date, but if you look up the website, skyandtelescope.com, they talk about it there as a possibility of a chance encounter we're having with a meteor stream. We don't know if we're going to get it or not, but the date will be on the on that website, and I suggest you take a look at it and also watch the sky that night coming up in May.
David Levy with us on the Buckmaster Show Liveline. David is one of 24 or so, a couple of dozen contributors we're very proud of, and their full listing and their bios on our website, buckmastershow.com. David, your big event, the Sharing the Sky Foundation event, is coming up in early April.
Yes, it is, on April the 5th, I believe.
Yes.
The 5th, and Wendy's quickly checking that to make sure I didn't forget the date.
No, I think that is. That's Saturday the 5th.
And Saturday the 5th, and on the University of Arizona Mall. It starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and at about 7, I'm going to give a talk in the planetarium proper at Flandreau. And then we're going to have telescopes set up for the whole evening, looking at things and having a good time. Everybody's invited, and I hope all your listeners will come to this.
And we have an eclipse of the moon. Is that next
April,
month?
Yeah, April. Just before you submit your income tax, you're invited to go out on the morning of April 15th to see a total eclipse of the moon. It's the first one since, I think, for several years that we've had here in Tucson, and it's going to be perfect timing around midnight or 1 o'clock, and the moon will turn a dull coppery red or darker.
Hey, David, getting back to Iceland, as I recall, there was a very peculiar smell of sulfur. I remember this in the hotel, and because they let's face it, it's very rich in underground geothermal energy there in Iceland.
Iceland is extremely rich. We were actually taken on a tour of one of the geothermal plants. They had a lovely exhibit, and a friend of mine who was on the trip, John Blackwell from New Hampshire, I asked him, I said, "Isn't this a lovely museum about the geothermal energy?" And he said, "Yes, it is, except that the moon orbits the Earth from west to east, and they have it going from east to west." So the manager was delighted to hear about that little slip, and he said he's going to correct it. He was a little embarrassed, but these things often happen in museums.
Well, it is an amazing place, and I strongly recommend a visit to Iceland. And as I also recall, the people there were incredibly friendly there on the island.
Yes, they are. They are. It's one of the friendliest people that I've ever seen. You're not going to be attacked by Vikings. It's
yes.
It's a very nice place, And you can actually do astronomy there, because even though we had the worst weather that you can imagine, in between storms it would clear for an hour or so, and if that was at night, then we'd get to see the aurora.
And it's also interesting, they do speak and write the pure Nordic language of the Vikings, has survived really there on Iceland.
In Iceland. Golden Dian, I believe, is Guten Dien, the good morning.
Well, David, we're going to say goodbye, and we'll look forward to visiting with you next month. Thank you very much.
Thanks a million, Bill, and have a good month.
Thanks a lot. David Levy, world-renowned comet discoverer. Always interesting talking with David about his travels around the world as he lectures to groups about astronomy and our night sky. It's the halfway point on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We're going to get an update. Once a week, we try to get an update on what's going on with the legislature. Representative Damian Klinko is next.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. Please join us for our special program, Discovery Nights, during March at Biosphere 2. On selected Saturdays in March, Discovery Nights will offer extended hours with family-friendly stargazing and nighttime tours under the beautiful lights of the University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Also, new exhibit previews just being opened to the public for the first time. Visit b2science.org for more information and come visit today.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:35 on this Thursday afternoon on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. I am Bill Buckmaster, and once a week or so, we like to check in with our local lawmakers to get an update on what's going on up at the legislative session at the state capitol. State Representative Damian Klinko, Democrat from Tucson's District 2, was appointed February the 4th by the Pima County Board of Supervisors to fill the vacancy when Representative Andrea D'Alessandro moved to fill the seat of retiring Senator Linda Lopez. Representative Klinko is an advocate for historic preservation. He launched Tucson's Modernism Week 2 years ago, which was a huge success, and he serves as a state advisor to the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Representative Klinko, how are you today?
I'm excellent, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, tell me a little bit about how it's been going for you, putting your feet in the water up at the state legislature.
Well, it has certainly been a bit of a whirlwind. I mean, it is. It was really such an incredible honor to be chosen by the County Board of Supervisors to fill the seat. And it was certainly, you know, starting the legislative session while it is in full swing is a little bit of a challenge. But my colleagues have been so wonderful to work with and have really made the transition so smooth. But it certainly was a little bit trial by fire when the second week here, SB 1062 was debated on the House floor.
And of course, that really did throw you into the fire, and SB 1062 generated really such horribly negative publicity across the country. And I know you actually were on some of the national shows, you being the really, I believe, the only openly gay representative. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
And so, you know, when this bill was being debated, you know, it is one of my frustrations and one of the reasons that I stepped forward to fill the vacancy when that process started, was because I find that our state is so often mired in policy that isn't about bettering our state and focusing on our education and our communities and focusing on the economic future of our region and of our state. And so it is very frustrating that, you know, every few years we see policy being proposed that is divisive and really damages our state's economy and our reputation throughout the rest of the nation and, quite frankly, the world. So it was really one of the reasons I stepped forward, was because I've seen so much of that, and I think we really need to shift our focus away from policy that doesn't serve the people of Arizona, to focus on really strong public policy that works for our you know, better future collectively. So it was really disappointing to see a bill that was floated that would take away and really sanction discrimination in our state. And it was so unacceptable that I stepped forward. And in fact, it was the first debate that I participated in was on this topic. And again, you know, it just sort of spiraled into this national discussion, which again really gives Arizona, I think, a very negative reputation that we, I think, don't deserve, because it's certainly not the Arizona that I know and am proud of.
What's the major issue right now, as far as you're concerned, up at the legislature?
Well, the big issue coming down the pike, of course, is the budget. And you know, it actually has been one of the things that I have been really, I think 80 to 90% of policy that's moving through the system really is focused on making Arizona a better place, and so that, you know, that is always reassuring to see good public policy. But it is disturbing to see, you know, bills moving forward that's really, you know, expand, you know, where we can take guns, and you know, the types of interest rates that we're charging for short-term loans for people who can't get traditional credit. I mean, when we're focused on legislation that is either going after minority groups or legislation that really isn't needed for improving Arizona, it's very concerning. But the budget is really now going to be the next focus. So this week is really the end of House bills being heard on the House side of the legislature, and now those bills the ones that have passed out of the House will start to be heard in committees in the Senate. So we sort of turned the corner on the session, as it were, and I know that budget discussions are going to be coming soon.
Common Core seems to be, there's an effort to dismantle Common Core. Does that have legs, Damian?
Yeah, there has been this discussion of not just dismantling Common Core, but really going after public education in a variety of different ways. The voucher system, which was really reduced, that bill I don't think has a lot of traction. The Common Core standards on the Senate side, it actually died on the floor. So I think you know, in some ways, because the session started off with such a divisive bill being SB 1062, there really, I think, the pendulum swung a little bit back, and there seemed to be more reasonable and rational decision making on some of this legislation.
How about economic development? Folks here in Tucson are pushing for the Tesla, the electric car plant, to be built here within 3 years. But Arizona is supposedly in the running. Has that come up at all?
Yeah, so I mean, that's something that certainly the Southern Arizona delegation that we've been discussing, and how we might be able to help. Tesla would be a phenomenal company for Southern Arizona for a variety of reasons. Not only are they on the cutting edge of an energy efficient car, but I think it really connects really deeply with our region's values for energy and resource conservation. So I think it would be a really good partnership, and I'm very excited that we are a top contender for that facility, which I think would just be a tremendous boon to all of Southern Arizona. So, again, anything that I think I can personally do from the legislature, I am certainly going to work towards to make it known that they are welcome and that we are open for business.
State Representative Damian Klinko with us, Democrat, Tucson's District 2. We had a gentleman on the program, Representative, talking about our Arizona State Parks, how they have really been zero funded over the last 5 years. And I know that, of course, you, as a preservationist, a historic preservationist, that's an issue that's very dear to your heart.
Yeah. The state parks are something that are not just important because they are important cultural and environmental resources, but they really serve as the backbone of tourism, the tourism industry for many rural communities all over the state. And so, you know, when we're not investing in our infrastructure, and it's really not just state parks, it's also our transportation infrastructure, our built infrastructure, when we're not making the investment into the continued investment into the resources that we have built and we have protected and crafted and cultivated, you know, we're going to have a much larger price tag down the future and down the road. You know, state parks are in desperate need of funding, and not just state parks, but also the Heritage Fund, which was a significant funding source to preserve habitat and historic resources. But the state parks are such an incredible asset in our state, and we really need to advocate and let other legislators know throughout the state how important state parks really are.
How do you like living in Phoenix?
It's been an adjustment, but you know, Phoenix. You know, I've spent a lot of time in Phoenix over the years, and it's people have been really, again, so nice and so welcoming. So it's an adjustment, and I'm back every weekend. So I'll actually be back in Tucson later this evening.
They have done a nice job around the Phoenix Art Museum with some of the historic preservation in certain blocks off of Central. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, downtown Phoenix has really done a, and Central, really built around the light rail. They've just done a tremendous job of cultivating a sense of place that young people want to be in and live in. And it's really, I think it has been rebirthed in the same way that we're seeing downtown Tucson coming back to life. Because you remember, five, 6 years ago, you would walk through downtown and there would be no one on the streets. And today it is bustling.
I do remember
really
that.
Alive. And it is, it is truly alive. And when you look at the demographics of who are in our downtown, in downtown Tucson, it's so exciting to see so many young professionals who are choosing to live, work, and stay in Southern Arizona. And that's the real reason that I stepped forward for this job, is I was just so frustrated watching my colleagues and my friends and my age bracket leaving our region because they couldn't find dynamic, diversified, high-paying jobs, and they are leaving for California and New England, and that hemorrhaging has to stop as we position ourselves for the future.
All right, Representative Klinko, thank you for spending part of your lunch hour with us today.
Absolutely, thank you so much for the invitation.
Thanks a lot. 12:45 now on the Buckmaster Show. Bill Viner is waiting in the wings. Mr. Viner is the co-founder of the Tucson Festival of Books. We will talk with him about what is it that has made this such a huge success, really, from year one, and we're coming up on year six this weekend. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-2000. 1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal, it's just business.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours away to a great environment over there. The Gila National Wilderness, historic Silver City with all the great art galleries, and hiking around the National Monument at the Gila Cliff Dwellings. You can find out about the great places to stay, including Gila Hot Springs Ranch and Casitas de Gila, just a few of the many that are listed on their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. Well, we have, of course, a very big event coming up in Tucson this weekend. It is the 6th Annual Tucson Festival of Books. The co-founder is with us, Bill Viner. Bill, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, Bill. I appreciate it.
Putting this thing together is just a huge, huge undertaking.
Well, there's so many people to thank. I mean, there's probably 200-plus people, Bill, that work year-round on this event. And then, of course, when the weekend comes, there's 1,600 volunteers to man everything from venues to book signings to make the event go smoothly for anybody that attends.
What was your thinking when you and Mr. Beach put this together?
You know, well, I think that
you felt there was obviously, I think at one time in the days of the independent bookstores, Tucson had per capita the most bookstores in the United States. So, I mean, the literary base was here.
You know, I wish I was smart enough to have known that, but we probably weren't. I think we did think that there was a pent-up demand for a cultural event like the Book Festival, and we went to L.A. and kind of modeled ours after theirs, which is the largest in the country, and came back, and, you know, we just didn't know how big it would be, but we knew that there would be demand. So, obviously, we were very surprised that first year when 50 or 60,000 people showed up and people were backed up on the streets, and last year had 120,000 people attend the event, so...
Well, it's very rare, Bill Viner, that you hit a home run right at the first time at the plate. And I think I was involved in that first year, and I think there were a lot of questions whether or not people would come out and really didn't know what to expect. And I think everybody's going when they saw the huge crowd, oh, my goodness, we've touched something here. Something's resonating.
You know, I think maybe it was the economic times as well. I mean, this event is free to the public. Even the parking's free. So there's essentially no cost to come and enjoy yourself or your entire family for a weekend. So I think that was probably got us off on the right foot as well. I think people welcomed an event like that in our community.
Well, you have a great lineup of authors coming in, and the best way is probably to get a hold, well, to go to the website, Tucson Festival of Books.
Absolutely.
And then you can navigate what you want to see and what you want to hear.
You can. I mean, this year there's, you can go to the website and you can look at the schedule and you can actually earmark those events you want to see in each hour, and you can print out your own schedule, which is a new feature that we've added this year. And I think very helpful for those people, because what happens often is you'll go to a venue and that venue will be full.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to have a second and third choice to go to.
Yeah, because people are in line quite early for many of the major venues.
Exactly.
Well, and I hope people are in line, and I hope they fill the Gallagher Theater at 11:30 on Sunday morning, because yours truly, I will be narrating a session with Pulitzer Prize winner Bill Denman. Bill is the author of Empty Mansions. It's a fascinating, best-selling book about the mysterious millionaire Huguette Clark, who died a few years ago. I think Huguette died at, she was over 100 years old. But, I mean, it's a really fascinating story, and that is going to be a great hour. I'm looking forward to that.
Bill, that's one of the best sessions. I think you'll be filled to capacity. And the people that have read that book have told me it's the best read of the year.
I couldn't put it down. It's about 400 or 500 page book, and it is so beautifully and meticulously researched. So I think it's important for people to understand free parking right off the bat.
Free parking. Yeah. You know, there's 6 parking garages at the university, and those are all open and available, as well as all the surface lots. The only thing that remains restricted, and it's really not restricted, is the handicap accessible parking, and that's still restricted for those people that need accessible parking spaces.
So you've put together, there are signing areas so people can they can purchase the book and have the author sign them. And it's really, you've got this down almost to a science now. You have the lecture, the event, and then after the event, people hopefully will be interested enough to purchase a book and get the author to sign it.
Right.
So it's a kind of a seamless process.
It is. And I think the people appreciate the opportunity to actually meet and kind of greet the author and get a little of exchange with them after the session. People always have questions that they're not able to ask during those presentations. So the presentation lasts an hour, and then it's followed by a book signing. And generally, those authors will stay as long as there's people in line to ask them questions.
How do you line up all these authors? I think this year you're up to, what, 450? And a lot of them are from Arizona.
There are. Yeah. And, you know, there's a good group that's local as well, Bill. Mm-hmm. But as we were talking earlier off the air, there's a authors committee, and it's made up of 17 different genres. And those people are charged with inviting authors that they think would be of interest to the Tucson and Southern Arizona community and all our visitors as well to come to the festival. And then they kind of follow them from that invite all the way through to their attendance at the festival. So need to credit those people kind of behind the scenes that make that happen.
And for those interested in cooking, there's events with cooking. There are events with science, Science City, of course, U of A, with so many wonderful science projects going on. And for the kids, there's a lot of activities.
There is. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole children's area. And the Science City that you mentioned is not only for kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, there's science for the everyday life. There's science of the future world. There's natural world. The mirror lab is open. The tree ring lab is open. The planetarium's open. And a lot of the pavilions that are in Science City are interactive. So it's a wonderful place to spend an afternoon.
How do you logistically put all this together? You mentioned about volunteers. What did you say there are some? How many volunteers did you say that you have?
Well, there's 1,600.
1,600 volunteers.
Yeah. I mean, really, have you ever heard of another event?
I have not.
In Tucson that commands that kind of volunteer participation. It's just fabulous. And then behind the scenes, there's about 200 people that work year-round on this event. So as soon as we close this out, we start working on it for 2015.
And you chose, and I think rightly so, as the beneficiary of the Tucson Festival of Books, trying to improve literacy in the community.
We have. And you know, I think we've made an impact. If you look at the figures in 2009 when we started, I think that we have started to make an impact, and the dollars that we're contributing this year will have contributed over $1 million back
Wow.
to the community. So we're very proud of that bill.
And that's Literacy Connects is the principal beneficiary?
Well, it's Literacy Connects, it's Reading Seed, and then the University of Arizona Bookstore has a program for young children that also is a beneficiary.
Well, I think it's safe to say, Bill Viner, this thing could not have gotten off the ground without having a very welcoming environment of the University of Arizona.
What a partner.
Where would you put?
What an incredible partner.
Yeah, I mean, just that all that support and that has been so instrumental. Bill Viner, congratulations as the 6th annual Tucson Festival of Books gets ready to launch on Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Is that what we're talking about?
That's the first sessions are at 10 o'clock, but you need to get there early. And we always tell people you just can't come for one day. They're just too much to see in one afternoon.
All right, and we'll see all the Buckmaster Show listeners out at the Tucson Festival of Books. Bill, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and I'm coming to your session.
I hope you will. I look forward to seeing you. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by our friends at Culligan. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. It is that simple, and all of our in-studio guests are enjoying a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview, we'll be talking with the head of the Green Valley Council. His name is Stan Riddle. We'll be talking about what's been going on down there. And of course, we'll have our Reporters Roundtable and Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. It's Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 tomorrow morning, then the Daily Double with Christy Simone. And on behalf of producer Rosemary Brown, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.